do it, and you know, it's just a blessing that I get to play MSG.
Have you ever been in it?
Once, when I was a little kid, I played in one of them halftime shows. I did pretty good, but never, you know, officially.
Were you in control of that game the way you were in this one?
I had the crowd a little warm. I mean, I don't know. It was when I was like 6 or 8.
Okay. And just talk, the idea of controlling a game as a, you know, your position allows that, but not everybody your size is able to do that. Why are you able to do it?
I mean, I've been doing it all year. Coach and my teammates believed in me to have the ball in my hands. So I just, you know, try to make the best decision out there because I know I could play make and I could also score. But I'm trying to do whatever it takes to win, whether that's passing, defending, or shooting, or controlling the game like I did today.
Was it just, was it a Knicks game that you'd got?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it mean to do this for Coach Tang?
Man, I'm just so happy for him and the coaching staff for believing in me, you know, from day one. They put the ball in my hands from day one and trusted me with every decision that I ever made. And, you know, I just wanted to win this, you know, game for them.
How meaningful was it for you to kind of get Ish that three as well later, just with everything you guys have been through?
It's big, man, because, you know, I just looked at him, you know, I just saw something that, you know, I don't know, I mean.
That's your range, too.
I mean, yeah, he stepped up, you know, two times already in big-time moments, but he puts in a lot of work. He works on that shot, you know, thousands of times, and it was just, I'm just happy that I threw it to him and he made it.
How about the amount of faith that you had in Keontae? Because he said he kept telling him to shoot, but he probably didn't have it going the way he would like.
Man, I challenged him to step up and be the player that he is. At the moment, he didn't really like it, but I knew that, you know, it was going to bring the dog out of him. Yeah, so I was happy with the reaction that I got because I knew that he would be mad and he'll step up. So, man, I'm just happy that one fell. And we shared the moment at half court together, you know, after. So it was just cool to see.
You talked yesterday about how much growing up in New York kind of played into who you are as a player. Do you think that folks sort of back home view you as sort of a representation of them a little bit, what you're doing now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got kids looking up to me back home. I got, you know, people looking up to me as inspiration. And, you know, I'm trying to just be my highest self every single day that I wake up and try to lead by example and show kids back home that you can do whatever you put your mind to if you work hard and believe in God.
Did you have a bunch of folks back home hitting you up like yesterday saying, like, make sure you win this one?
Yeah, I had a couple. I had to eliminate all, you know, distractions, but now that I'm happy, that, you know, I get to go back home.
It seemed like it was a similar, typical game for you in a way. You talk about always trying to get everybody else involved in the first half, but especially the way you guys struggled offensively. Did you feel like that was time to, can they not take over, but...
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the first half I did a good job of getting my teammates involved. And then the second half, you know, the first 5 minutes, I seen that they were playing me for the pass, and I got two quick turnovers, you know, off of it. So I just decided to be aggressive and get downhill, you know, look for my shot a little bit more.
Going back to where you guys were a year ago to where you are now, just what does it feel like to finally accomplish these big goals that you set for this program?
I mean, it feels surreal. I mean, you talk about it all the time. I talk about it with Ish. I talked about it, you know, with Coach Tang, about how we gonna get here, and to see that, you know, play out in like full circle, it still feels surreal to me. I mean,
what's your first thing when you get home to New York? What's the first thing you're gonna
do? I'm gonna be focused on winning. I mean, it's cool to go back home. It's cool to play in Madison Square Garden, but I still have, you know, one goal in mind, and that's to win.
You played in MSG before?
not officially, no.
Not officially? Yeah. Okay, so what's the unofficial story?
I mean, I played at halftime at a Knicks, you know, game when I was younger, you know, back when I was like 6 or 8.
How many points scored in that one?
Probably like 4 or 6.
Okay, so you'll top it this time around?
Hopefully, God willingly.
Was that like a youth team and you guys got to do it as a promotion type thing?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I mean, the Garden is a special place. I mean, I watched, you know, one of the greatest moments in college basketball history with Kemba Walker making a step back for the game winner on Pitt. I mean, You know, I'm just happy to be, you know, in this position.
You were there for that? You were?
No, I wasn't. You're watching it. I watched it, though. I mean,
how old did you say you were when you played at the halftime of the next game?
I mean, probably like six or eight. I mean, I was young. You know, I was probably this size. I was probably 5'7". Probably a lot skinnier, you know, with a mohawk. But, yeah.
Have you even looked at your phone yet to see how many people have congratulated you?
I haven't.
What's your over-under guess here?
Text messages, probably 200. Instagram, probably like 150. I mean, I got to give all the credit to God, man. How could I be in this position without him?
At home, you've been behind the back, through the legs, alley-oops. That's happened a lot at home. How did it feel to get to do that at the end of the first half on a national level?
I mean, it felt good. You know, just I have so much trust in my teammates. They have so much trust in me. I mean, this is no different than being, you know, in the octagon of doom. So that's how I just approach it.
You said you're going to be focused.